to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up on the list, we have Zulu Foxtrot Romeo, and that would be Valentin. Go ahead.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, thank you for taking my check-in. My voice is a little bit weird today. I've been sick for the last few days, and so I sound kind of weird probably. Oh, man, I hope this virus or whatever goes away soon. I hate being sick. All right, nothing else to report here. I have cloudy skies here in Burnaby. Thank you for doing the net, and 7-3.
Okay, well, thank you for being there. And, yeah, I was sick last week. There was question night before, or on Christmas Eve, where my wife was questioning whether or not we should have our guests over. But I woke up Christmas morning and felt pretty good, so we went with it and made sure we told people that I wasn't feeling well. So no Christmas hugs. Okay, hopefully you're feeling better, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Okay, looking for a later miss for the Rainbow Country Net.
Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo.
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Delta Golf.
Okay, we got two there. First up, Romeo Golf Kilo. That would be Ryan. Go ahead.
Good morning, Paul, and all on that. Not much news from my place. Than keeping the fire stoked. Thanks for taking my check-in, and we will talk with you tomorrow. 730, Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo.
Yeah, today's the day to keep the fire stoked for sure. Although it has warmed up here, it's now zero at my part of Surrey. Started off as -3, so things are warming up here anyways. Have a great day, Ryan. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. Hopefully we hear from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Dave, Victor Echo 7, Hotel Delta Golf.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Just enjoying the fine morning, just kind of working myself up and taking the dog for a walk. Kind of chilly yet, but I'm sure it'll be great since it's not raining. Everybody have a good day. You too, 73 VE7 HDG.
Hey, it sounds good, Dave. Yep, got to bundle up today for sure if you're taking the dog for a walk. Enjoy the dog walk, and I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Okay, still looking for later miss for the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar.
Hi, you got a spot all to yourself, Kevin. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul. Merry Christmas. Best of the season. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar here. Just been sort of listening in while I'm pecking away at a few of my Christmas presents. Otherwise, not much going on. Finally got over the cold that I had last week. Holy mackerel, that was rough. And a little bit disappointed at the hockey game last night. What's happening with you these days?
Yeah, it was one of those games. But I'm hoping I'm on Team Tank. I want them to stay in last place and have a good chance to get that Gavin McKenna that's coming up. So I'm not minding the hockey games as long as they're not complete blowouts. I'm not minding if they lose. I got a question from your perch up there. Are you running the graphics and stuff on the scoreboard? You're not doing the timing and all that stuff, are you?
Yeah. So the graphics part, yes. The timing and the score and the shots on goal and all of the kind of statistical stuff comes from feeds from the NHL. So the board ingests those and automatically displays them. So kind of responsible for, you know, changing what you see, but not necessarily changing the score.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was wondering, because you see the timekeepers down in the in between the penalty boxes there, and I didn't think you'd be running the whole show from the perch up there.
No, there's quite a number of people at work at the stadium during the game. There's about 1,500 people at work there during a game, to include, you know, security and hosts and people who cook and clean and look after the ice and all that kind of stuff. There's quite a number of people there. There are almost 40 people in what we call game presentation. So that's camera people, video editors, music, lights, all of that sort of thing that that go on to presenting the show. And we have a number of automated feeds. So one of the automated feeds is the controller down from the score box, and they input penalties and goals down there, and of course they start and stop the clock, and so our system will read that feed. We have a stats feed that comes from the NHL. We have another feed that is the tags on the players' jerseys, so that every player on the ice has a like an RFID type tag. So we can tell if they're on the ice or off the ice and how quickly they're going. The puck, for the last number of years, has been electronic as well. So we can track the puck and its speed and people are shooting it. So those are all feeds that come in. Again, another feed that is sort of the more historical, you know, how many games has the player played, that sort of thing. And we get a feed for 50-50 as well, and so the board handles all that kind of stuff. So we'll switch back and forth between the stats that you see and the ads that are running and the contests that are running, that sort of thing. So there's quite a number of us that work at it.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, you don't realize how many people are actually behind the scenes working. My brother does security down at Rogers Arena. He's been there for, oh, I don't know how many. He's probably been there 15, maybe 20 years. Right now he is, for the past, quite a few years, he's been security for the refs. So he stands behind the glass there where the Zamboni comes out, and he does security for walking the refs to and from the rink and whatnot.
Yeah, nice. The refs' changing room is just a little off the Zamboni entrance there. And we typically call them zebras, hopefully for obvious reasons. But yeah, there are usually four zebras. Plus, there's a number of NHL officials that work in the building as well. The people who do shots on net and things like that, that's all done by the NHL. And, of course, there is, a replay room there as well that the NHL manages. So it doesn't always go to Toronto. They can often resolve things right in the building. But then it will go to Toronto if they can't quite figure it out. So there's, I don't know, maybe 20 NHL staff there during any game.
Yeah, it's crazy how they use the technology and how far it's come from back in the day. For getting goals right and offsides and stuff, or stoppages and play that should have happened when the puck hits the netting and comes down and they don't call it. It's definitely good for stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. They made a change at the beginning of this year, and some things have slowed down. It takes us longer to actually get the goal information from the NHL on average this year. But I think part of that is just because they changed the system, and everybody's still sort of working their way through what that means and how it works. And what it takes. It's just a little bit longer to announce the goals this season.
Okay, that's interesting. Interesting to know. Anyways, I'll let you go, Kevin. I know I could talk Canucks all day long. But should probably get going with the net here. You have yourself a great day, and we will hopefully talk with you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Paul. If you make it out to Vancouver Canucks game, let me know, and we'll try and get you upstairs and show you around after the game. 7-3 to all. Sorry for the hockey talk, folks. Merry season to everyone. We will talk to you tomorrow. 7-3.
Well, that would be awesome, Kevin. I will definitely let you know for sure. Yeah, that would be cool. Okay, Kevin, you have a great day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, 7-3. Okay, looking for later miss for the Rainbow Country Net before I close her down.
Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo.
Echo 7, X-ray Charlie Bravo.
Okay, we got two there. Gary, I wondered where you were this morning. Golf Papa Romeo, go ahead.
Yeah, roger that, Paul. I went, oh my gosh, yeah, I did it again. Messing around upstairs while I got the new grandchild upstairs and all the rest of it. And sitting around. Today is a lazy day after a big, hectic weekend of all fun and games and so forth and going flying with my daughter yesterday. Gee whiz, I went, uh-oh, I've got to get downstairs and get on the net. So, yeah, there we are, 73, Paul. Have a great day. Victor Echo 7 Golf, Papa Romeo here.
Hey, Gary, good stuff. I'm glad you remembered. And, yeah, if Stuart was still doing it, we'd be 45 minutes ago, the net would have been done. So, yeah, he runs a nice quick net. Glad you're able to make it in. You have a great day, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow, Gary, 7-3. Next up, we have Trevor, Victor Echo 7, X-ray Charlie Bravo.
Good morning, one and all. Yeah, a bit of a late morning for me. Late nights and late mornings are not my favorite, but it happens every now and again.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well. What can you do? You made it onto the net, so that's the main thing.
That is correct. Now it's off doing the shopping and taking back the cans and then this afternoon, we're going off to Van Dusen Gardens.
Oh, sounds like a good day. Hopefully it warms up a bit and the precipitation holds off. But I think quite a number of people have said they're not calling for any precipitation. So that's a good thing. Hey, Trevor, you have a great day. Thanks for being there this morning. I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. 7-3. Last call for later miss for the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Alpha 7, Delta Charlie. Victor.
Victor Alpha 7, Echo Tango Romeo.
And Victor Echo 7, Hotel Charlie Papa.
Okay, we got another three there. I didn't think we'd get anyone, so that's why I said last call, so we'll do another call after this. First up, we have Dell, Victor Alpha 7, Delta Charlie Victor.
Yes, able to get back to the handheld. Guests have gone, all seven of them. Life returns to normal. Thank you for this, Victor Alpha 7, Delta Charlie Victor, 7-3, everybody.
Yes, my daughter left about a half hour ago, so that's the end of our... of our guests as well, so things will go back to normal now. Okay, Dell, you have a great day. Glad you're able to make it in, and look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Tamara, Victor Alpha 7, Echo Tango Romeo.
Good morning. I thought I'd missed the net, so I am
so glad you're still there. Thank you for taking my check-in. I'm about to head out for a walk with a doggy and then coffee with a friend. So nice, quiet, gentle day. I hope you have a wonderful day, and back over to you.
Oh, sounds like you're going to have a good day. Enjoy the walk and coffee with your friend. Sounds good. And, yeah, I wasn't expecting the net to go this long either, but, yeah, here we are. Trying to get everybody in. Glad you were able to make it. You have a great day tomorrow. And